This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. It's the 17th. It's April. It's 2024. And the Red Wings season is officially over. Not for lack of trying, but it's over. I mean, yesterday was unreal. They find a way to beat the Montreal Canadiens. They kept up their part of the bargain. They needed 2 points, and they ended up getting 2 points in a shootout. Like, we could talk about the game. We could talk about what happened in the city of brotherly love, because the nightmare scenario also happened. I'll explain exactly what I'm talking about. And then we got to talk about the season, because the bummer in this entire thing is it did not have to be this way. Like, the Wings did a nice job over the last 11 games, getting points in 9 of them. Like, they played good hockey down the stretch. They actually finished with the Washington Capitals tied at 91 points. But because of silly, stupid tiebreakers, which you knew going into the season, the Capitals end up going to the postseason, and the Red Wings are once again home for an 8th consecutive year. That's a franchise record, unfortunately, for the Detroit Red Wings. Sucks, man. It sucks. And before you hit me with, well, what a dumb way to decide teams that go to the postseason and tiebreakers, I mean, you knew the rules going in. I'll get into it momentarily, but the Wings kind of screwed themselves. They really did. They finished with the same exact amount of points as the Capitals. But let's start with the game, okay? Because the game was the one bright spot of the evening. You knew the scenarios. You knew the deal. Wings had to win. They had to get 2 points. And they had to hope that the Capitals lost. I mean, it's about as easy as that. There was other scenarios where they do and do not get in, but that was the main scenario. So as we're watching the Wings take on the Montreal Canadiens for the second game of a back-to-back, this time in Montreal, you're also watching on your phone or your scoreboard watching, and you're keeping an eye on what's going on in Philly, because it's Philly and the Caps. Red Wings needed 2 points. The Capitals needed 2 points, or 1 point, depending on what the Red Wings did. And the Flyers, they needed 2 points with one caveat. They could not allow the Capitals to get a single point, considering if it went to overtime, Philly had no chance to go to the postseason. However, if they finished with the same amount of points as the Capitals, then they had the tiebreaker. All right, let's start with the Wings, okay? Because the Wings were taking on Montreal, and hey, what a shocker. They fell behind. Again, Newhook scores a goal. It's 1-0. Then Seider comes back, scores with a 1:30 left to go in the first period. It's 1-1 after one. Then the second period hits. There's something going on in these second periods, people. They are disgusting. They are ugly. And the Wings constantly find themselves down. Gallagher scored. Caulfield scored. It's 3-1. And here we go again. Here we go again. Biggest game of the season. Wings fall behind in a ridiculous fashion. And just like on Monday night when they were down 4-1, I guess it was a little better yesterday because they were only down 3-1. But then, of course, about 35 seconds after Cole Caulfield scores, Joe Valeno scores. Total broken coverage for Montreal. Netminder had no idea what he was doing, Primo. Valeno nets his 12th of the season. It's 3-2. So we head to the third period. And at this point, listen, you knew the Wings were coming back. There was no doubt in my mind that the Wings were coming back and winning this hockey game. The only doubt I had was the Flyers-Capitals game, but we'll get to that momentarily. So it's a 3-2 game. Third period, it gets going. Daniel Sprong just 3:31 into that final period. Final period of the regular season scores. 18th of the season, unassisted, 3-3 game. 3-3 game. Looking pretty good. And again, I had every belief the Wings were going to win this thing. Until I didn't. 12:46, Shafkovsky scores for Montreal, makes it 4-3. And even at that point, I still thought, okay, there's plenty of time for Detroit to come back. And they tried. I didn't see a whole lot of Lucas Raymond down the stretch for some reason. They had chances, unable to beat Primo. They had chances, couldn't get the job done. And then in the very weaning moments of the hockey game, James Reimer was pulled from the game. And listen, James Reimer, I thought, had a very good game. He made some big-time saves, one on Nick Suzuki, one on Cole Caulfield. I thought he was stupendous. I thought he was outstanding. I really did. I thought he kept Detroit in the game. So he's yanked from the game. Wings down a goal. They're trying to come back. And for some reason or another, the Montreal Canadiens allowed an icing call with 7.7 seconds left to go in regulation. So the Wings had one more chance. They had to win a faceoff and score a goal. The odds of that happening are astronomically awful. I mean, you might as well play the lottery. You got a better chance of winning the Mega Millions than that happening. But there was something about this Wings team recently, because you saw what happened on Monday night. Lucas Raymond. Well, it was even more improbable on Tuesday night. Wings down one goal. There's 7.7 seconds left. There's a faceoff that's about to get going on. Take a listen. Kenny Cale nails it again.
From the draw, Larkin got it to the line. Here's a shot by
Pro. He scores! Oh, my goodness! The Red Wings have tied it! Oh, man! The magic continues! 3.3 seconds left! The Red Wings' hopes are still alive. It's a 4-4 tie.
All right, so another great call by Ken Cal, first of all. Second of all, what an absolute improbable, outstanding shot by David Perron. And we all did the same thing. And I know y'all don't want me to swear, but this is exactly what I did. Holy shit! Holy shit! That's exactly what I did. I'm sorry. Y'all don't want me to swear, according to the comments. I apologize. But I wanted to give you a real live replica of at least how I reacted. And all of Metro Detroit was doing the exact same thing. 3.3 seconds left. Perron scores. They go to overtime. But here's the downer of it all. In overtime and then in a shootout, the Red Wings realized they were cooked. It was over. Didn't matter what happened. They're not going to the postseason. Now, they still won the hockey game. Patrick Kane scored a shootout goal. Cool. Whatever. Like, I keep forgetting that the Wings actually won. They won 5-4 in a shootout, but it doesn't feel that way considering they're not making the postseason. Because as the Wings were trying to get it done north of the border, the Capitals and the Flyers were playing in Philly. And not only did the Wings get boned, and not only did the Flyers get boned, but ultimately, the Wings got boned because in this hockey game, the Flyers scored first. Flyers scored a goal and it was disallowed. It was the most ridiculous disallowed goal ever. They looked at it forever. Philly should have been up 1-0 on Washington. Ask any official. Ask any hockeynista. Ask anybody with, I don't know, a pulse or any kind of common sense. It was a good goal. And they waved it off. Ended up being no goal. So a 1-0 Philly lead ended up being scoreless. And then, of course, Alex Ovechkin scored. So Ovi once again screwing the Red Wings like he's done pretty much his entire career. To be fair, he's dominated a lot of teams, not just Detroit, but you get my drift. And then the nightmare scenario. This is exactly what we were worried about, people. Exactly what we were worried about. See, if you looked at the standings coming in, We know the Wings needed 2 points. We know they needed Washington to lose. But what you might not have realized was that Philly still had a chance to go to the postseason. They had 87 points. At the time, Washington had 89 points. Philly had the tiebreaker on Washington. They could not allow the Capitals to go to overtime. They had to get 2 points. They had to win in regulation. Because if they allowed Washington to get 1 point, they're not going to the postseason. Now, they're not going to the postseason anyway. But yes, they got screwed on the disallowed goal. And then they screwed the Wings. But understandably so. It's a 1-1 game in the third period. There's about, what, 5-6 minutes left to go. Here, let me give the exact stat. I'll give you the honesty here. Probably about 4 minutes left to go in the game. It's 1-1. At some point or another, Philly, John Tortorella, has to make the decision to yank the netminder. You would never do this in a regular season game. You would never do this in a playoff game. But because of the fact that the two teams played each other, the two teams were trying to make the postseason against each other, the fact that Washington could not get a point or Philly would be out, Philly had to yank their netminder. And there's a lot of people that don't realize. Like all over social media, like, what the hell's going on? Why are they yanking their netminder? And they did. And they tried their best to even up the game. Instead, TJ Oshie scored an empty netter. 17 minutes, so they still had 3 minutes left, but it was over. It was done. I mean, they did their best. They kept their goalie pulled. They tried to beat Washington's netminder. It wasn't meant to be. Capitals win it 2-1. So the Wings have this improbable comeback, and they did their part, and they got their 2 points. But the Capitals got lucky as hell, and they saw a Philly goal get disallowed. And they were in the situation where Philly could not allow them to get to overtime. So Philly had to yank their netminder. They had to do what they do. And it all comes down to the fact that the Wings don't make the postseason for the 8th consecutive year. What a bummer. What a bummer. I feel this happens all the time in Detroit. Like, this is going to go down as another situation where we get kicked in the balls. That's what it feels like. It really does. I guess I didn't realize how affected I was going to be by it until it actually happened. It's funny because all season long, I was ready to quit this team. All season long, they were aggravating, especially recently down the stretch. But they did a nice job down the stretch as the season came to a close to winning the games they were supposed to win. Doesn't matter, though. They're not going to the postseason. Season's over. And now I have the long, hard conversations about what Steve Yzerman does next. Does he keep Derek Lalonde? How big of a splash does he make in free agency? Does he make any big-time trades? What kids are ready to come up? Is Patrick Kane going to come back to Detroit? I mean, there's all kinds of decisions that now need to be made. And unfortunately, we got to watch other teams in the postseason and not our team. Like, for me, that means I'm watching the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins, and I'm hoping that Toronto loses because it's like my guilty pleasure in life. It's all I got, people. That's all I got. But here's the other thing. We can make excuses.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We can say the way they determine these playoff teams are unfair. We can say the Wings got fucked because of a disallowed goal in Philadelphia. We could say all those things, and I think all those things are going to be true. But the one thing that I don't think a lot of Wings fans are ready to admit that they should admit is the simple fact that this goes down as the biggest missed opportunity of all time. They tied the Washington Capitals with 91 points. I think when the season started, you'd be happy getting 91 points. Now, if you look at the West, and those teams that got the wild card spot, the Las Vegas Golden Knights had 96 points. So you would have fallen short if you were still in the West. But here's my point, okay? The Wings did not get screwed. they screwed themselves. Late February, they were 8 points up on the cut line. Everybody thought they were going to the postseason. They had an 85% chance or thereabouts to go to the second season. And then what happened? Larkin did get injured. Absolutely. The team fell apart. Seven-game stretch. I have it right in front of me. The Islanders beat the Red Wings 5-3. The Panthers beat them 4-0. The Avalanche beat them 7-2. The Coyotes, killer Coyotes, beat them 4-0. The Golden Knights the very next night beat them 5-3. Then the Sabres rolled them 7-3 at Little Caesars Arena. And then the Coyotes won 4-1 at Little Caesars Arena as well. They went on a seven-game stretch where they didn't pick up a single point. They lost twice to the Arizona Coyotes. They didn't look engaged. They didn't look ready to play. They just looked at times like a directionless hockey team. And it's really a shame. Because if you find a way, not just in that seven-game span, but really throughout the course of the season, you find a way to pick up one point anywhere, and you can point to whatever game you want, you pick up 1 point, and you're in the postseason. And I think this team, with the way they played lately, despite the fact that their good net minding's questionable, despite the fact that they give up probably way too many goals, which leads to the net minding being questionable, would have been great to see him in the postseason against the Rangers later in the week. Not going to happen. You knew it was a long shot for it to happen to begin with. I mean, I'm really impressed with Washington. They were like a minus 40 goal differential. They won the games they had to win down the stretch. They had like a 12% chance to win their final two games, to beat Boston and to beat the Flyers. And they got it done. So kudos to them. Hell, the Flyers ended their season losing, I think, 10 of 12 games? So, nice job, John Tortorella in Philadelphia. Pittsburgh plays the Islanders later on tonight. That game doesn't even matter. Because Pittsburgh, who you thought might be in the postseason, who was the one team that actually got red hot down the stretch, they have no chance. It's the Capitals. They're in. They're going to take on the Rangers. And that is that. So, it was a great game. The David Perron shot was fantastic. More Red Wings magic. But at the end of the day, the Wings are not in the postseason, despite winning the game in a shootout. And furthermore, it was the nightmare scenario that screwed them. We talked about it. It's weird. We'll remember it forever. The nightmare scenario. Do some comments and get the hell out of here. Very depressing. It really is. I was really hoping we got at least another 2 weeks, maybe another 4 weeks of hockey. Not the case. Here you go. Yesterday's podcast was all about that magical win at Little Caesars Arena on Monday night. Place was so loud. When Lucas Raymond scored in overtime with like 25 seconds to go, you couldn't even hear the horn. Place was so loud. And that's the bummer of it all, people. Detroit deserves the postseason so damn bad. I was at the game on Monday, just looking around. How into it people were. People standing, people being loud. Little Caesars Arena is going to be such a great venue for the postseason. I just hope we get there eventually. But no, it's going to be an offseason. I'm talking about the Iser plan failing and everything else that's going to come along with it. At some point, I know you're not going to believe this. I even get sick of the negativity. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. All right, here's some comments from that podcast I did yesterday. I like this one. At Talix 001, took my two grandsons to the game. Their first, and what an intro to the Wings. They came not knowing much about hockey, left lifelong fans. LCA was rocking. They won't forget it. That's awesome. What about this one? This is at Torgo 1969. Bowed down to Ghost for his outstanding leaping keep-in to set up Razor's game-tying goal. Yeah, you know what? I think I forgot to mention that last night. I was kind of tired. But yeah, that play by Shane Gostisbehere, not that it matters right now, unfortunately, but he got so much air under his skates. Between the skates and the ice, that was an outstanding play by the Ghost to keep that puck in the zone, and it did. It eventually ended up being the game-tying goal off Lucas Raymond's stick. How about this one? At TG-CT2UW. I heard the Tigers called Ghost to see if he wanted to play shortstop for them. That leaping keep in and then the quick pass saved their season. I mean, on Monday, it saved their season. Unfortunately, the next day, Tuesday, yesterday, their season ended. At Patrick E. 4444. Love your vids, Jeff, but I don't think the Wings are as dangerous as they were earlier in the year. I would agree with you. And then how about this one? At Ed Hull, 7068. Why the F-bombs? Didn't think I would hear that from 97.1. Seemed unprofessional. Maybe some people are trying to be like Howard Stern or Joe Rogan. I saw that I had subscribed to this channel years ago. Well, that's easy to fix. I wanted to ask you about this. I know it has nothing to do with hockey, but are you offended by the swearing? I kind of realize I'm doing it more often. I do it in my everyday speech. I curse a lot. I have the mouth of a sailor. And I like the fact that I can curse on the podcast. I feel like it could be more real with you. But if you don't want me to swear, let me know. Hit me up in the comment section. I got one more for you. At Mark Strong 3043, your camera feed is lagging like crazy. Super irritating because I can hear every word, but your face with your mouth open is freezing for about 2 to 5 seconds each time. Yeah, I know exactly what that is. I did the podcast from a garage in downtown Detroit, and I use my hotspot. When I use a real internet connection, it's totally fine. But when I use my hotspot, it's not. It lags a lot. So I'll fix that. I apologize. I noticed the same thing. So anyway, season's over. Kind of a bummer. On to baseball and the draft. And by next week, we'll be over it. We'll be excited about the draft in Detroit. But geez, be nice, man. Be nice if one time. Things work out for us. And I know you're going to say the Lions season in Michigan and winning a natty, and that's fine, and that's cool. But not everybody's a Michigan fan. And the Lions season ended about as horrific as it could, despite it being an amazing, magical season. I mean, it's hard to forget 17-point lead at the half, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I did not expect to be this bummed, but here we are. So that's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. Let me know what you think. Are you offended by the swearing? Furthermore, what did you make of yesterday's games and the weird, unique, bizarre situation the Red Wings found themselves in? And unfortunately, they did their part, but the Flyers had to pull their netminder in a 1-1 game because they could not allow the Capitals to get a point. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Of course, that happens to Detroit. Shit like that always happens to us. Sorry for swearing. All right, we'll catch you on a Thursday tomorrow. Adios, everybody. See ya.